Hey everybody, it is April 16th, 2021. This is Geeks Next Door, episode number 258. And we got a pretty good one, one where I get really hungry. And we talk a little bit about the Fast 9 trailer, get some nostalgia going with old WrestleMania stuff. We got just a really good, fun talk. What else? Oh, Falcon Winter Soldier, of course, episode 4. Mickey doesn't really remember anything about it, but it's still fun. Then we kind of delve into this. I'm looking for something new to watch, so I was hoping my friends would help me out with that, and they do. And, well, kind of. We'll see. They're not the most helpful in the world, but you know what I'm talking about. Finally, we talk about some philosophy, because why not? Philosophy's fun, right? You know it is. Anyways, let's get rolling.
This is when we turn up the party. All night feels good, we can't decide it. This is when we turn up the party. All night feels good, we can't decide it. Turn up the party, turn up the party. Party, party, turn up the party.
Okay, let's get started. Let's, hey guys, let's start the podcast with, like the news that's on everybody's mind. There's been a lot of shit happening around here, right? So I know you guys want to jump right into it and talk about Alex Rodriguez and Jennifer Lopez breaking up. I'm pretty sure that's foremost on all our minds right now. So thoughts?
I was really hoping they'd wait. Yeah, I was really hoping they'd wait until the sale goes through.
She shows up,
visits. She sees how bad the team is and is like,
Never shows up again.
I can't stick around with a loser.
The thing that pushed her over the edge. Is all like, what the fuck are you doing? You're buying the Timberwolves? Aren't they the losingest sports franchise like in the world or something?
It wasn't the infidelity, but yeah.
What do you mean you're not going to move the team to Seattle?
The NFL wouldn't let them.
The NFL's
like, you're not fucking with the NBA.
Problem with the NFL, they got too much reach.
Well, the NFL is also
so much better, though. Like, the football's like, no. We don't want your crap near us.
Nope. We've already got it. We got Seattle. You're out.
Right. We have the Seahawks.
We own this place.
And as you know, a Timberwolf and a Seahawk, natural enemies, can't be near each other.
That's true.
I'm with D2, though. I was hoping that they were going to resolve it long enough to where she showed up to a game or two.
Really? Wow. I had no thoughts whatsoever. I woke up and Amy's radio station was blaring and they had like a 10-minute conversation with him as I got out of bed. I was like, who the fuck talks about this shit for 10 minutes?
Oh, not 10 minutes. I'm already done. I just heard it on the radio.
What the fuck is the internet?
Poopshoot.com.
Right.
It's the only sport I really follow year round.
It'd really be the perfect flyover story, right? She comes here, she gets all the media attention because we have a celebrity in town, and now that ain't going to happen. Instead, we just
get the celebrity.
He's like enemy number one here in this.
Yeah.
When it comes to
anymore. Nobody cares
anymore. No, that doesn't go away.
Yeah, I don't want him anywhere near here. He 2 years ago, he bought like a restaurant, and he's like, best restaurant in the world, and he sunk like $7 million into it, and then we burned it to the ground and pissed on the ashes. Maybe that happened, maybe it did, I don't know. It just sounds like something we would have done.
Well, I'm excited about the team. I'm very, very against Glenn Taylor. He should have sold the team a long time ago. He's a horrible owner. I appreciate the community efforts of him. I appreciate what he's done with the Lynx, but as a Timberwolves owner, he's really just made it a boys' club. It's true. He doesn't hire based on knowledge. He hires based on friends, and it really drives the team down. But so I'm glad it's being sold. But here's the good news about Alex Rodriguez. Now that him and J-Lo are no longer together, he is going to go on a run. Who knows who's going to be showing up on a nightly basis?
Here's what we can do.
How many Minnesota Wives are lining
up? How many months happen? And then all of a sudden, Mickey's watching TV. Who's sitting next to him? Ryan Thomas going like, "Ah!" And they start doing the double Dutch.
What?
Not gay.
What?
He only has 25 days left to seal the deal.
With Ryan?
While he's there.
I gave him an ultimatum. I said, first you got to leave J-Lo. That's not enough. 25 days. You know.
That's your ultimatum, damn it.
That's fun. He shows up with a different celebrity rebound every night.
That'd be funny.
Nice. I don't know. The Timberwolves haven't been on my radar in a while. It's, you know, whatever. They will be. But anyways,
I'm watching them right now.
Oh, are they? Look, you can see the Timberwolves losing from here.
This is yesterday's day game. I'm watching it now. Oh, yeah. Even though I know they lost.
They lost, yeah. anybody have anything exciting happen this week? Huh? Eh? Anybody?
I went to go help some lady with something really quick today, and I was like 2 blocks from Adam's house, and I drove past it. He was not there. What time did we get home at?
What day? Here, so I could see. What day?
Today.
Was he home today? I think he was home today.
Okay.
There's been a couple days this week I've seen him pop online at like 10 a.m. playing Worms.
Yeah, Joey's in the hospital for dick missiles, I think. And so she's like has to deal with those. So he's kind of taking care of Orin, I think, during the day.
I had a unique situation that got my heart pumping this week.
What was his name?
Heart attack.
Heart attack.
I never got to know, but I tried to find out. No. I was first on the scene to a pretty horrific looking accident. Just driving to on a way to play disc golf on some back roads over in Roseville, but somebody went through a red light and T-boned somebody else, and that car got sent pretty far and spun a couple times. Ended up in the ditch. I got stopped at the stoplight where it happened, right as we were driving up to it. Hadn't got out of the car yet. The person that hit him jumped out of the car right away, started making phone calls. I was at the stoplight, the second person behind. There's three people at the stoplight in two lanes. I was the person in the back. And I'm looking at the other car. I'm like, all right, come on, people, get out of your car. Get out of your car. Get out of your car. You got to get out of your car. And finally, the one of the cars is in front of me, the one in the other lane. Jumped out, an old lady and an old man, a couple, went running over that car. And I'm in the only lane of traffic that's going to be a through lane. So I'm like, all right, I got to at least turn and pull off this lane so other cars can get past this accident before I get out. And so I wait till it turns red. Nobody was moving in the other car yet. Turn off. I'm like, shit, I am the best expert for CPR on the scene right now. There's nobody that does it more than me here.
Mr. CPR 2020 was in the next truck over. He's got a sash and everything.
And I've got an AED on me. If this is bad, I got to be here right now. So I pull over because it turns green. They haven't moved yet. There ends up being two people in the car. Pull over, jump out of my car, run up there. There's already the other two people checking on them. Ends up that they're airbag deployed and never retracted, so they're pinned. But they weren't moving. They still weren't moving. And I run up there, and the old man is in the car trying to talk to him, and the other lady's on the phone. And I yell in the car, I'm like, are they responsive? I need to know if they're responsive. And the old lady's like, 911's almost here. And I'm like, that's not what I'm asking. Are they responsive? Because if they're not, I'm taking over. And the old man's like, yes, they are both responsive. I'm like, all right, nothing I can do here.
Mickey's like, I don't care. Let me in there. Clear. I'm fine. Clear.
By the time I drove off, the cops were already there.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, that's cool. Yeah.
My friggin' heart was racing. I'm like, I don't want to be the expert here. I don't want to be the expert here, but I am.
So,
staying alive.
How long?
Staying alive.
Yeah.
How long did it take before the car blew up? That's what happens in accidents. Cars blow up. So,
I was walking away by that time.
Oh yeah, of course you didn't look back.
No, don't look back when it explodes.
You never look
fucking,
back.
Yeah, fucking cool guys don't do that.
So that was my unique experience this week.
Cool.
It's nice. Kind of.
Yeah, you win over me, that's for sure.
I don't think so. As long as you can have something explode at the end, I want to hear it. What happened?
But I literally said, there's nothing for me to do here to the people there, and I walked away. It was pretty fun. But I want to hear the explosion story.
Did you leave the frisbee marked? You've been saved by.
Speaking of walk away from explosions, though, that's a point that I make. It's something that I do when I play frisbee golf, whenever I have a good shot. That's impressive. I purposely just pretend like it didn't happen. People know my shtick now, but that's kind of
throw a grenade behind you, let it blow up.
And I even call it, yeah, that's my walk away from a good shot. Like it's like I'm walking away from explosion move.
Okay.
kind of creepy.
It's pretty fun when you got like four people getting super excited for it, and you're just like, yeah, I know. It happened. I didn't even notice.
That's I don't like it. I don't like the fake modesty. Yeah, I don't like it. I don't like it.
Right. No fake modesty.
That's right.
Only athletes are supposed to have ultra ego.
That's right. You need to get on one knee and be like, ba-boom, I'm the best ever. Shoot up.
And then they start pushing everyone around. That's right. Get the fuck out of here. I'm the best.
You're not in my league. Get out of here.
Here, right?
You gotta act like you've been there before.
That's not the kind of sports guys Chris likes.
I've seen people dunk, and they don't ever. They always look like it's the first time they ever dunked before.
The people I play the most with, you know, my close friends, they know it's a stick. They give me shit for it.
Gotcha. Rightfully so. All right. Yeah. Anybody else have anything cool going on, or just normal stuff?
Yeah, just normal stuff this week.
Yeah.
Ryan, yep. How was your house? Did you leave it? Did you see the sun?
I don't think I left the house today. I actually had to work a ton today. There was some customer problems, and I had to help with some stuff. It was pretty annoying.
How many
customers get to talk to you?
Yeah, I talked to the customer a little bit.
Ooh, really?
That makes sense.
Yeah. How many pounds can you help per hour?
Help?
Yeah.
How many pounds can I help?
Yeah.
The fuck does that mean?
We had to work 2,000 pounds today. How many pounds does it take you an hour to work?
2,000 pounds.
You said you had to work a ton. That's 2,000 fucking pounds. Now, how much? Jesus Christ,
God,
man.
Jeez. Oh, please, make it stop. Where's Adam? Adam wouldn't even laugh at
that. Oh, Adam would be on the floor right now holding his gut, being like,
Maybe. If there was someone who might like it, it was Adam, and I still think it's a long shot. We'll try it again next week if he shows up. We'll see.
Yeah.
I'll say the same thing. I had to work a ton today. And then he'll be like, "Oh, interesting."
Yeah. But the problem is, he wouldn't get it at 2,000. He'd have to wait for Chris to explain it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, everybody else did too, so it's fine. I had like what I could perceive to be the first day of a very, very, very long journey in my life. Actually, twice. I had that twice.
Today, both today.
One was Monday. One was yesterday. So. We had our coach meeting for T-ball. so we got our teams, and I can perceive, especially talking with all these people that are in the Brooklyn Center Little League and stuff, and they're all like, "It's a family. I've been here for 30 years. My kids are now teaching." Like, I can perceive 20 years down the road, still, especially with the boys, who, if they want to keep going in the next 10 years at least. Or one of them, we'll see. Leander doesn't seem to show much interest right now, but maybe that'll change. So yeah, I could see that being like a very big thing that I get bored and get kind of engrossed with, join the board, do shit, make real change in my community, and like murder people, not murder people, but do fun stuff.
We need a different colored jersey this year, damn it.
Where did the murder people come from?
The color's out of style.
So what do you think of running the bases clock?
No, just hear me out. Just hear me out a second. No, but I have actually, I've literally never been to the field that it takes place at. It's a Brooklyn Center field is kind of tucked away back behind, kind of like by back where the Pizza Hut is in over here, like back down a ways and tucked behind. And here's the best part of it. They call it Cheeseburger Field because they have really fucking good cheeseburgers at the concession stand. So I'm looking forward to good cheeseburgers this year.
This is like the Brooklyn Center Little League field?
Yeah. Yeah. Which...
Is it labeled Cheeseburger Field?
No, that's what it's... that's the colloquialism for it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it could be both.
It could be. It's not, though. But it could be. Maybe we should have it... That could be part of my board duties. Like, I'm going to say we change this to Cheeseburger Field officially.
One of the top five favorite things I ever did in my life was coach my kid's little league while he was playing baseball.
Yeah.
You're gonna love it, man.
It sounds fun.
It's fun.
And, T-ball, there's like seven kids on the team. It's not that bad. So I've been kind of looking. I've been Facebook stalking the families to see who the kids are and make sure, see if they want to be involved. Because when I sent out my first email, I was like, hey, I don't really know what I'm doing. I know a little bit, but, you know, I just want to have fun. If you want to help, please help. If you see a better way of doing it, please. You know, I'm basically a statesman, so you guys understand what the email probably said. So, yeah, it was pretty fun. I look forward to it.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Good for you.
I'm a statesman. Don't you know that?
Yeah. And the second thing is I started practicing to learn to play the harmonica.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Don't tell Adam.
Booty and the Blowfish? That's the first. You know what I'm talking about?
Traveler. God damn it, Ryan. Black.
Is it? Oh, yeah. They're easily mistaken because I think they're both pretty much, they're almost one-hit wonders. I think they actually had a couple other tracks, but.
Hootie and the Blowfish?
Hootie and the Blowfish and Blues Traveler, they sort of, in my mind, meld together. Mm.
I know a bunch of Blues Traveler songs. But...
I really think your first song is probably Three Blind Mice, though, for being honest.
Yeah. You know, Hot Cross Buns, that kind of stuff.
Adam would be like, so what key did you get? Did you get D?
Yeah, did you get like a good one? Because no. I know I'm just learning to play the harmonica, but I spent $750 on the harmonica.
Yeah, my harmonica.
Have a couple expensive ones.
My harmonica cost $38, and they're like, "This is a really good one for starting with, and you should get it." Like the most expensive thing is I want to get a silencer for it, which is like $70, so you could practice without it being loud. Well, it's not completely silent, but it's silenter.
Oh,
you know.
Yeah, but it's a movie silencer, so then it sounds.
Yes. Shoot it in public, no one see it. But anyways, that's been fun so far. I've only been able to practice like when nobody's home, which is only like a half hour a day right now. So, but it's kind of fun to learn something new and try to do something difficult. You know.
Fun.
Yeah.
That is cool.
Thanks.
Good luck.
So. What's in the world? What's going on, guys?
Come on. Well, if we would have let go, I had the transition from Mickey, but Mickey talked about exploding cars and walking away too quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Quite possibly Mickey's favorite movie series of all time.
Yeah.
Trailer. Fast 6 or Fast 9, the Fast Saga.
There's some of them you don't even know what number it is anymore.
It's fucking great. It was great. Like, we watched that.
Point
and
Break
was
number
like,
10.
He was like, why can't we see that now? And I'm like, I know. Me and Uncle Chris want to see that now.
Yeah, that's going to probably be a theater movie for me, quite frankly.
Dude, it looks amazing.
We do have to stop for a second and say, Mickey... How many have you seen in its entirety? I'm going to guess you've seen zero in their entirety.
I saw the original Point Break.
That was not the original.
It's just a remake of Point Break.
It
I'm
is
sorry.
Not a remake of Point Break.
Well, the first one was.
No, it wasn't.
It was.
But
did you hate
the
plot
Force
point by plot point the entire time?
The Force Awakens was just fucking A New Hope again.
No, I'm saying, but I saw that one, and then I saw the first one, Fast and Furious, and then I didn't see. Was Tokyo Drift next?
No, too fast. Too.
I don't know why we're having this conversation. If you don't even know what order they're in, then we need to sit down and watch them all together.
I've seen the second one then. I saw up to Tokyo Drift, didn't see Tokyo Drift, and saw the next one, and I don't think I saw that entire one.
Yeah, we definitely need to sit down together and watch these movies, and it'll be fucking amazing, and you'll have a new respect for these movies. You'll be like, oh, I get it. The sandwich is Mia. Oh, I get it. He likes the sandwiches here. He means his sister. Oh, this makes so much more sense now.
Why don't you go get a burger at Fat Burger? You can get one burger and fries for $2.99.
I like the sandwich here.
This sounds like a great night or weekend, however long it takes.
It's like 20 hours.
I'll do this under one condition. If we start off by watching the original Point Break before we watch episode one.
Sure. You know how many times I've watched the original Point Break? About a bajillion times. That's why I know without a fact they're not the same movie. Because Patrick Swayze is not in this one.
We're going to watch them back to back. So you can see that they just like changed all the names and actors, and then they called it a different movie, threw cars in instead of surfers.
Yeah, but is there a character who... Like, they don't have a team.
I assume it takes off from there, but, you know, I'm just saying.
Like, they don't have a team.
Point Break's not about family.
That's right. It's about family, baby. About family.
Yeah. I'll watch your 8 episodes if you watch my one first.
Sure. I can almost recite that movie.
Like, I literally have Point Break that we've watched it on my HBO Max. Like, you know, like, it's there. It's like, oh, when I was just putting movies in there, I'm like, oh, yeah, I'll watch Point Break.
You went too far. People got hurt. You got to go down.
It's interesting that, so, reminds me of a story that I read.
Give it to us.
It was a philosophical discussion about what does the world appreciate most? Look at Mickey's leaving.
I'm here.
Oh, your video cut out. Okay. But they talk about who men appreciate most. Is it fine art? Because if one artist creates something and another artist then creates something that's very similar, both of the art is quality, but it's the first artist that's appreciated. And you gotta wonder, is that a fair way of viewing things? In other words, even if it's derivative, it still can be appreciated for its artistry, unless you only believe novelty is where it's at.
Yeah, there's like 6 plot lines in all of writing completely. There's like 6 plot lines. Like, you know, if it doesn't get past those 6, so we could go back and say the first original 6 plot lines that we have are stories that we have that involve those plots are the only ones that matter. So I think we got Beowulf. That's probably got revenge in there. You know.
There's like Odysseus, and he's like, yeah, come on, guys. We're going to go on an odyssey. And he's like, odyssey? How'd you get that word? Oh, it's named after the last survivor of this trip. Really? Yeah, exactly. The odyssey was named after Odysseus. Yeah, so see, they're just the same stories over and over.
Yeah.
But you know what? The thing about that movie series, aren't the first 2 movies, I feel like that's less of like an intentional series and more of like more movies in a row
until you hit like 4. You know, like, once you hit 4, they realize what they had and they're like, let's start retconning the shit out of this so they can all tie the universe together.
And wasn't 2 like really bad? One of them was really bad.
Oh, 2 like, is so fun,
like, bro.
It turned from a family movie for a second and became a buddy cop, adventure movie.
Yeah. I probably lost interest at 2, and then Tokyo Drift comes out. I'm like, it's not even the same fucking story.
Sure. Well, as you know, 2 just had one main character that crossed over from 1, but it 2 also brought in like 2 or 3 other main characters that then will become part of the family as we go on. So
brought Roman and Tej,
yeah,
who became important later.
Yeah. So anyways, looks fun.
Throwaway characters. Yes.
Comic books are interesting in that way, in that they tell one story, and then somebody's like, that was a good story. I'm going to tell it again, but I'm going to do it a little different, you know? So what? You know, I'm starting over. Yeah. But they do that, like, they reiterate, you know, reimagine certain aspects.
Yeah, dude.
Like, over and over and over again.
Comic books are, like, the king of retcon, because it was like, it's like, we killed the most powerful thing. But wait a minute. In 1 year, we're going to need something way more powerful than that.
Yeah.
Like, retconned. Yeah. How powerful this thing is.
Well, and the whole, we need to keep making this movie over again to keep the rights. So we watched Spider-Man origin story 30 times now, which is
right.
Yeah.
As soon as I got past that, where they're like, we don't need to keep telling the origin story because people know the origin story. That's not what's important to the character anymore. But yes, it looked great, dude. Jacob, brother. It's like the man who loves family. Turned your back on family. Oh, welcome to my world now. Oh, it looks great.
Yeah.
When they're going to be done?
The movie?
I think 10 is the last one.
Yeah. Well,
they know when they're ending it.
I mean, that's not talking about like the already spinoffs and stuff. Like, yeah.
Hobbs and Shaw.
Yeah.
Which
I haven't seen.
Super Soldiers. Ah, God, it's great. Fucking Black Superman.
It's true. It's good times. Yeah. Oh, you know what I did watch this week that I think I talked to you guys about it before, but man, I went and watched WrestleMania 2 and 3. Because, yeah, you know, yeah, because
Peacock,
yeah, because because I saw that they on the Peacock it's advertising WrestleMania 34, and I'm like, I have not watched wrestling in 30 years, so I have no fucking clue what's going on. And because I've watched the, you know, Young Rock recently, where they're talking about all those old wrestlers, so it was cool that they had, you know, I don't think I ever watched one when I was growing up, but I'm pretty sure we watched two and three, like. And those might have even been pay-per-view back in the day, and that's something that my dad splurged on because he loved, and I don't know if he loved it or he just wanted to share it, kind of a thing. Like I don't know the perspective. Like maybe he thought I really loved it, so he wanted to get it, or you know, it's a chicken and egg thing. I don't know, but yeah, just watching it, I was like, oh Jesus Christ, look at all the nostalgia was like washing over me.
Oh, it was fucking great because yeah, we watched three. The other day, because I was all like, I remember that's the first pay-per-view we ever got. I was like, the Pontiac Silverdome, 93,000 in attendance. But they're like, it's wrestling. So you go, I don't really, in hindsight, you're like, I don't think there's 93,000 people in that dome, but I don't care. Everyone is like, from parts unknown, standing 6'8". And you're like, I don't think he's 6'8", but you're like, it doesn't matter because everything was bigger than that everything.
Yeah.
But it was great. I was just like, and then we specifically because I was like, I want to watch Macho Man versus Ricky the Dragon Steamboat. I want like Miss Elizabeth in Macho Man's corner and Georgie Animal Steel and Steamboat's, and I'm like, and I was just like, holy crap, I'm like 8 years old right now. Just
yeah. Being
like, I know the ending, but it doesn't matter. It's the drama, the buildup of like some getting hit, and they're like, oh! And the crowd's all like, ah! Oh,
I had forgotten about George the Animal Steel until he was, I think that was him, when he was biting open the turnbuckle and taking out the foam and shit. And I'm like, I remember that, oh shit! Like just throwing the foam in his eyes.
Yep.
It's just fun. Fun times.
He's from Minnesota. Minnesota boy.
Well, yeah, because we had the AWA.
Yep.
Yeah, that was good times. You should go back and watch it. If you ever watched it before. If you didn't watch it originally, you're probably not going to get anything out of it. But watching Hulk fucking Hulk out against Andre the Giant when they were supposed to be brothers. Oh, my God.
Oh, God. Yep. Bobby Heenan right there when he first did it. When he got tried to get him up, he's like, whoa, boom, smashes. Oh. And then he finally get him up. That place exploded when he got Andre up and went over.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Man. That place exploded. And then the guy who plays Andre on Young Rock is great. He's like,
he's awesome.
The world is not built for me. I'm too big.
No, the world's too small for you, Andre. Oh,
I like that they portray him as this like this French intellectual, you know?
Yeah, like everyone's drinking beer and stuff, and he's always got a glass of wine. Oh, it's great. When they went and saw E.T. And then he went
and the little
guy do this, and he made the bikes fly. And then Macho Man's like, God, we're gonna go see it tomorrow.
Oh, he dies. He keeps ruining it.
Ryan, dude, you would really like that show. It's fun. Just it's all fun. Around.
True. I'm gonna watch it.
It's getting horrible ratings.
I don't know how. It's just fun. Yeah, it's so like, awesome. I just like the premise. He's like, yeah, I'm running for president. 20 years from now or whatever.
and now he's talking about doing it.
He's like, if the world wants me to, I'll do it. Like a advanced campaign thing to get it like in people's consciousness, young kids in their consciousness. He's like,
fuck yeah.
10 years from now, if we're doing this for 8-9 years old, those are people who can vote.
I called that scene one when I was watching it with my wife. I'm like, yeah, he's doing this because he's going to air shit so he can run. You're going to air it all out now. So
right,
he can,
tells all the bad things. He's already telling all the bad things he did when he was a kid. So it's like,
nobody has dirt on him. Yeah.
It's like, he's doing, dude. Mickey, you got to hate it because he's doing the Eminem thing. You know, he's basically saying all the bad things about him so then Papa Doc can't come back at him in 8 Mile.
Clean out his closet.
Yeah. Oof.
That's true. It's a good point. We should watch that too.
We should watch 8 Mile again.
Brittany Murphy.
Yeah, Papa Doc. I know something you don't know. He went to Cranbrook. That's a private school. And his mom and dad have a real good marriage.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
He's ripping at him.
Yep. And then also what came out, I think this came out. So Zack Snyder's other movie that he was making while making whatever, re-editing and doing stuff from Justice League. Snyder Cut was Army of the Dead, which is a Netflix movie, which is basically looks like a heist movie in Vegas during the zombie apocalypse. And they're zombies that Chris hates because they're fast, they're organized, and they're smart. It's like every... I don't want my zombies to be any of those things.
Nope.
How's that a zombie? At some point...
It's not a zombie.
I mean, I guess...
Yeah. It's like a ghoul, right?
Okay.
It's some other form of undead. Yeah, but you know what I mean. Like, it feels like it breaks too many zombie,
right.
like...
So, but things. I don't know if they've ever said zombie in the... They didn't say zombie in the trailer, so... They're, because the movie is just Army of the Dead, so they might be...
A different kind of undead.
Yes, undead something or other. It looks pretty good, because the zombieism can go to other animals, because they have a zombie fucking tiger.
Yeah, no, I like the writer a lot, so I'll watch it for sure.
Yes.
But quick question about the world of zombies. Can zombies move at quick, normal human quickness, I mean? Not like superhuman quickness, but normal human speeds and before their muscles break down?
It's a good question.
It kind of depends on what zombie mythos you're kind of going.
Maybe whatever force keeps them animated also gives them enhanced speed.
I'm not even going in that direction. I'm just saying if they were turned zombie, that died recently and became zombie, minutes after they're dead kind of thing, wouldn't they have their same muscle aptitude until that starts to deteriorate?
Sure. Sure. The big thing about zombies is according to whatever mythos you want to go with, like, the reason we stop moving is because of like our muscles hurt from like lack of acid buildup. Zombies don't do that so that they can keep doing things, and they don't have any self-preservation when it comes to like ripping through things, so that's why they'll break their own arms to get through things or smash through doors and stuff, because they're even if they're getting hurt, they don't care about getting
hurt. I assumed that zombies didn't have very good brain function, at least that's how I've, and it takes like but most of motor movement is brain function. So if they didn't have very good brain function, they can't move that well. That's how I like my zombies anyway.
I like my zombies how I like my women.
Slow and hard?
Right. And lack of brain function.
Lack of brain function.
what is their intelligence in the D&D world?
One.
Is it? Yeah, probably one.
So
I think it was one.
That's animalistic, right?
I think it's less than animal. I think three is like... cat or raven.
Yeah. All right.
Zombie in score. All right. But Mickey, are you ready? I know you've been prepping, been stretching for the Falcon and Winter Soldier recap. Are you ready for this?
Well, it's going to be short.
Short? What are you talking about? There was a lot of stuff that happened.
What was it?
No, you have to tell us.
I need somebody to ping stuff off of. So how did it open? Just get me there. Give me the opening scene, like scene one.
All right.
I can give you a full recap as soon as you tell me a recap.
Nope. I just want...
I give you...
The name of that tune, I want one note.
All right, I'll give you the opening scene. We close in on a black monolith floating above the earth. Do you remember now?
That was a closing scene?
No, it was the opening scene.
We close on a black monolith.
Yeah, floating above the earth, and the monkey with a big fucking bone starts beating on the ground for like 30 minutes. You don't remember this?
Not yet, no.
Oh,
all right. Wakanda.
It opened in Wakanda.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, 6 years earlier.
Oh yeah, I don't remember.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
Oh, see? We should have went with Ryan. He would have remembered as much as me so far.
Remember Wakanda and Bucky was there and she started saying, like, rusty screwdriver, delinquent monkey, turbo village.
Monolith? Oh, she was testing him.
Monolith.
That's right.
Monkey.
Right. Yeah,
phone.
So it starts off with the girl that came chasing after him, in this previous episode that showed up, had her and him, showing a little repertoire with her, going through his activation code to turn him into a super soldier or winter soldier. And finding out that it failed, you are ready for the real world. They can't harm you now. And he's like, ah, thanks. And now I don't remember anything.
Ah, thanks. I'm straight, man.
Like, dude, he wasn't just like sitting there shattered crying because he remembers everyone he's ever murdered.
Here's what I do remember.
So if we were playing that, what's that song, name that tune, and the tune was like, dun, 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 dun. You would have just said, "Oh, well, I know it starts with dun dun dun."
wasn't this? Yeah, I would have failed. Wasn't this like their this kind of their can episode where they just kind of did a lot of character building instead of story building?
No,
they did a lot of story building.
Just say yes. Just say yeah. You're right, Mickey.
Totally mixing it up. I'm totally mixing it up with a different show then, because there's another show where I was talking about how this is just character building. There's no story building. It wasn't this one then. Yeah. So I don't remember. I don't know.
Yeah, all right. So that basically, they go back, and then we cut to the. Then we're back to the scene that we ended the last episode with Ao and Bucky, and she's all like, "Why the fuck you got that dude?" It's like, you know, he's an he says in Wakandan, so that's cool. He knows Wakandan along with all the other languages he knows. She's like, he's an means to an end. And she's like,
I need him.
And what we gotta get, we gotta take it back. You know, from killing King T'Chaka. And she's like, was pissed, and she's like, 8 hours. You got 8 hours to do whatever you're going to do.
Yeah, that made me really happy that she was not like, I need to kill you now because you won't help me. But she was like, very reasonable. I'll give you 8 hours. Yeah. We'll be around. Don't worry about it.
Which goes well with how they've been portrayed. So they didn't dissolve and make her a kill-happy, Wakandan.
Yeah, I really wanted Bucky just to be like, you have been consumed with vengeance. Yeah. Hasn't he passed that on, that you don't need to kill him because he didn't kill him? Like,
right. Well, maybe they're just going to bring him back to fucking Wakanda to stand whatever trial, official trial.
Sure.
Put him in Wakandan super prison.
Maybe he's the new Bucky, and he becomes the new saved soul from the Wakandans. Right.
Yeah, and then whatever, Bucky goes back upstairs and was all like, hey, dude, I'm going to let you know they're there, and they're going to get you no matter what. We got 8 hours. And he's all like, oh, thanks, dude. I really appreciate that, Just playing it cool. Old Zemo playing it cool, trying to always spot of a way to get out.
I mean, why wouldn't you? I mean, of course you would. Like, I think you can be helpful, but if you know you're going to go back to jail and you see an option to escape, right. I mean, come on. And you're smart. Because he's smart. He's diabolically smart. If you can, make a plan that gets the Avengers to fight with themselves and it actually works, that's pretty impressive. That's some master manipulation. I mean, Chris might be able to do it. He can convince everybody that he's not going to win the game and that I'm the asshole.
Look out. Time. Ryan's right on your heels.
Well, there's also the fact that, Ryan can't not convince people that he's the asshole too, because
I give up. I'm like, I am the asshole, but Chris is tricky. We'll be like, okay,
Ryan, man, Ryan, maybe Ryan's turned a corner. Maybe Ryan's turned a corner. He's all right. And then all of a sudden, Ryan goes like, I'll just attack you. And it's just like, dude, why are you attacking me? Why aren't you attacking Chris? Well, my guys might die. And it's like, well, that's
None of this sounds familiar. Ryan. I don't know what you guys are talking about. I've never won a game. Ryan always wins is the problem. Set the seed for the future games. Ryan always wins, guys.
Right. And then there's the news broadcast where they're watching it they blew up the depot and injured 11 people and killed 3 or 4 people or something like that. And the smashers have demands and stuff like that. And it's like, oh, if they're not meant for, more people will be in a, happens that, and then Zemo starts going into his rant about that. Well, that's a really calm rant, so it doesn't feel as ranty. She's like, she doesn't exist anymore. She's like a full-on super soldier, which leads to supremacy. All people which led to Nazis, which led to Ultron, the Avengers. And he's like, hey, and Sam's like, hey, those are our friends. And then Bucky's like, the Avengers, not the Nazis. That was pretty funny. Yes. And then he basically goes, but the super soul of the serum produced Steve Rogers and Zemo counters with, but there's only been one of them, so we have a lot more data to say, super soldier serum is bad because it creates bad people versus one person that happened to be good.
Yeah, but he was pretty absolute on that. Zemo, you can never be a good super soldier, basically.
Right. No.
I didn't buy his argument.
Me either.
Well, he didn't really make an argument, but he just made it as a fact, if you get serum, then you're a dick. all right.
But
I guess
yeah,
the big word for it.
Saying it basically, he's basically coming, saying it with great power comes great responsibility, but it's with power, comes corruption kind of thing. So it's more power someone has, the more corrupt that you're going to get. But yeah, said it in just a slightly different way.
I wish he would have pointed out Spider-Man. He'd be like, what? What about Spider-Man? He great power there. Great responsibility. He's a nice guy. Don't worry about it.
Like, and Zemo's like, dude, I don't know who Spider-Man is. I didn't see that guy.
He's a nice guy.
But he did acknowledge Steve Rogers. They did say, like, what about Steve Rogers? And then they was like, oh, yeah, well, he was good, actually. But there's he's done.
Right, but he basically said, what? But there's only ever been one.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right.
So then, you know, then we kind of flip this the shot where the Flag Smashers are also watching said news thing, and they're very uncomfortable, and they're like, hey, you know, there's going to be some new act, you know, which is going to start re-putting up borders, country borders and stuff like that, and, you know, trade and stuff like that, which would make being a Flag Smasher harder if there's countries are coming back to the way they were.
So I didn't exactly understand what so that kind of implied that a lot of the borders had disappeared after the blip, and that there was more of a one world mentality or humans first mentality rather than country first. But they didn't really spell it out. They just kind of implied that, or did I get that kind of?
Nope, that's what I got too.
Okay.
So it did make me wonder if they are gonna, it's making me interested enough in the blip, that time frame, that 5 years, to where I almost want to see some more footage, and maybe even a show or a movie of life in the blip.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Even like Ronan, if you follow Ronan around as he goes insane and kills millions of people, that'd be fun.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, so that happens. They do their thing. And then there's the wandering around the refugee camp with Bucky, Sam, trying to be like, hey, guys, I want to be friends. Talk to adults and stuff like that. And no one's really responding. They're like, dude, you got to get out of here, man. You know, we're not going to talk to you and stuff like that. And then Zemo's just like, hey, kids, man, I got some candy.
Here's some Turkish delight.
Give them some Turkish delights. Just like the fucking lady in the Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
Yep. That's why I know he's actually evil. People who pretend to be good with Turkish delights are actually evil. I'm so evil. Zemo, right. Not good anymore. I'm sorry.
Right. Right. So he basically, you know, convinced the kids, you know, like, hey, you know, tell me where this stuff is. And she's like, oh, I'm a good friend. Yeah, I'm a good friend of, you know, Danya Madani or something. Can you tell me where her funeral is? And they're like, yeah, cool. I'll tell you where it is. Here. And he's like, here's a bunch more candy. Oh, yeah, by the way, those guys are bad guys.
I like that.
Yeah. Yeah. What else?
Well, that's, and then don't they run into, they get back to the apartment, and that's when they run into new Captain America and Black Star.
Black no spine, I call him.
Now I remember what happens.
But yeah, they roll in and start.
That's how many notes they took, Ryan.
Some shit and stuff like that, you know, like blah blah blah, and all of a sudden, the Dora Milaje go up and start going like, "You don't have you don't have any fucking jurisdiction here in a country where Captain America doesn't have any jurisdiction." Which is fucking sweet, and they're like, the Dora Milaje have jurisdiction wherever the Dora Milaje find themselves.
Yeah, that was fun.
And then they proceed to fucking whoop on his ass. It's like,
yeah, that was pretty good.
So they ran into Captain America and Bucky, but then they also tracked down the funeral first.
Yeah.
Like, that fight with the Dora Milaje happened after the whole Sam trying to talk her down thing.
Okay.
Right, which actually was disappointing. You knew it was going to happen.
I know.
Talked to her. The talk was going good. You knew that it wasn't going to. We're going to bust in, and you just like it just built you up to be angry because you knew it was happening. Like, I actually think there's a subtext, and it's like they've been promoting it in like more than I've ever seen before, and it's basically the fuck this guy subtext. You know what I mean? Like, as soon as they brought the new Captain America on, it was like, fuck this guy. You know, like, and then they like said, no, he's not so bad, but then they showed he was kind of a dick again. And they're building this fuck this guy storyline, which is, I've never seen one so precisely designed to make you hate a dude. It's like, you know what I mean? But
yes,
subtle.
I have a theory about this where it's like, all right, Captain America is gone. Steve Rogers gave Falcon the shield. Or like, some people are going to be like, fuck, I don't want this Falcon. Some people are gonna be like, I like Falcon. Everyone likes Falcon. You know, he's all right. But is he Captain Material? Material? No. And then like he gives it up. And then they bring in a guy who's so, you hate him so much, so the bar is now so low.
You want him to win.
Falcon takes up the shield and becomes. Everyone's all like, fuck yes, this guy deserves it, because the bar has been pushed so low, and we're so angry at the guy. When Falcon finally takes up the mantle, if he does, you know, Bucky and him have both had the shield at one point in time. So.
Well, that is interesting. I never considered the fact that maybe Bucky would take it.
He just said that there.
Well, yeah, that's what the whole question has been, because, well, even at the end of the last one, where he talked to Sam, but, like, Bucky was, remember, they were talking at the end of the Endgame, I think, right? Where... He's like, well, you go talk to him. He wants, and, you know, they both knew that they both had a. They're so close to Steve that they both had a kind of a chance for it, and because of the comics as well, right?
Yep.
But they were both there when he gave it to Falcon, right?
Yeah, but he was like, that's probably why Bucky never took it.
In the background,
he's like, "You sure this is mine?"
I am.
Yeah, I mean, Bucky. I guess that just makes it hard for Bucky.
He's
to
like,
take
I'm not sure I deserve this. He's like, I'm sure.
But I think Bucky being like, okay, I accepted that he gave it to you, but if you're going to give it to somebody else, fuck that. I'm taking it rather than somebody else having it.
Right, yes. Yeah. I might be second in line, but if you don't want it, I'm fucking taking it. I'm not letting it guess.
But I was second in line voluntarily. This wasn't a competition, you know?
Right.
But I'm second in line.
But we see Carly and Nico. Go to Nico's grandfather. I think it was his grandfather's grave, and push by some stones where they've been hiding some super soldier serum, right? And it looked quickly. You know, I didn't watch it a second time, but it looked like there was probably like eight or nine vials left. And then and Nico, when he's all like, "Yeah, no, I growing up, I used to fucking love Captain America, man. He was a great guy. You know, I thought you know he was kind of a hero." And she was all like, "You know, blah, we don't need that fucking outdated symbolism and stuff like that."
So they chase her.
Zemo shoots her.
Yep.
She drops a bunch of stuff, and he looks at him and just starts smashing like.
Smashes all the vials.
Okay. And then John Walker shows up after you know the confrontation stuff, but finds one. And he's all he's already so fucking twitchy. He's letting his beard grow. He's looking like Ryan Thomas. With his fucking all twitchy and stuff like that.
Well, and he realizes there's an issue. Like, he's not strong enough to deal with superheroes.
Oh, yes.
Like,
because, yes, the Dor Milaje is like, when they beat the crap out, when Dor Milaje beat him up, they were like, they're not even super soldiers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're just badass. They're way more badass than him. Because then they have that that discussion with him and Haas, because he's like, you know, like, oh, because earlier, Zemo says, would you take his serum? And he's like, dude, Falcon's like, instantly, like, Sam's like, nope. And he's like, oh, cool. You know, you said that right away. And then to mirror that later on, John Walker asks Hoskins, he's like, yeah, hell yeah, I would take that.
Yeah.
Kind of brings out what you are, man. Yeah. It makes you, you know, better. But, man, yeah, he fucking took, yeah, he took that and fucking started.
He went dark fast.
Yes.
Well, that's so, his buddy died, right? I mean.
Well, yeah, his buddy got his spine broke in half, but he may still be alive. I mean, they brought Doctor Strange back, right?
They gave him that dead look in the eye look, though.
But,
we'll see.
Yes, and also, I think he was already dark because I think he's had severe, like, PTSD and shit like that.
Yeah.
So, like, when they said earlier, like, I had three medals on my chest for the stuff in Afghanistan. It doesn't feel like I deserve medals for that. Like, he's already did, like,
dark
things.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah, and then he chases down the one dude, beats the shit out of him with his shield while everybody's filming.
Like the whole world is watching.
I think we missed a little bit there because we have the whole scene of Kylie or whatever her name is calling Sam's sister.
To kind of
set up that second meeting. To push her and all that. And then that's when we get a call. We also get a call from.
He threatens her, but then it's like, I won't really hurt you.
Yeah.
we get a call from Sharon Carter going,
yes.
Hey, You want to know where they are?
Mm,
I know where they are.
Yeah.
They're tracking. I'm like, okay, hello, power broker.
Stock broker. Get it right.
But yes, that whole fight scene just ends up culminating in death.
Yeah, like that was a... You don't see the S.H.I.E.L.D. murdering people very often. Like, the closest we got was... fucking when he was fighting Iron Man, and he almost did it, but he's fucking Captain America.
But yeah, he stopped, he basically powered him down, and once he beat him, he was like, he walked away. He's like, I beat you, I don't have to hurt you more.
Yep.
Yeah.
He was like, that's my dad's shield. He was like, shh, take that shield.
Yeah, Captain America's awesome.
But man, this guy fucking... Did he chop... Because the wide shot, you know, where he showed his body, his head was covered.
Yeah, you know, it was behind.
Did he
it was
cut
behind
off his head?
He might have.
Behind the pillar.
I think he fucking chopped off his head, dude, with the fucking shield.
Didn't they show the first blow?
They showed the first blow, like, hit it here, blah.
Yeah, so it looked like that's where he's going. Yeah.
Was that guy's cut off head super the one that he was chasing?
Yes, yeah. Nico had super, so he was one of the flag smashers. And all of them had, besides the people who helped them, she has given... But
the girl's got an arc too, where she seems like she's good at heart, but now is making evil choices. But now is getting more fodder for her evil path. You know, seeing her buddy get stomped by. You know what I mean? Like she's
being turned bad by circumstance that she finds herself thrust into.
And I think she even mentions it, but she is a revolutionary/terrorist. Depends what side you're on, and people have been doing this forever, but if you win, you're a revolutionary. If you lose, you're a terrorist. So she's just doing what other people have done throughout history, and if she wins, history would look at her as a revolutionary, somebody who helped to open borders for all humankind, right? And yeah, you had to kill a few people, you had to throw some tea in the fucking ocean or whatever, but that shit happens, you know?
Yeah, tea and murder. Different levels.
American Revolution, buddy. We killed a lot of fucking British people and French people.
Oh, yeah. No. Revolutions, for sure. I was just taking the tea comment.
I know. I see it as the same way. I see it as she's in a revolution for people. And that's what that's what every society has done. And if you win, you're revolutionary. If you lose, which people have lost a lot, and they're called terrorists. And they're still called terrorists.
Right.
Our military kill people every day. And, I mean, they're revolutionary. Because they're winning.
Well, the question is that okay? See, I guess I would say that's evil, even though they're considered not evil in the history books. So that's, I guess, my point.
That's a good question.
And I mean, they've said it a lot of times. It's an ends to a mean, or a means to an end.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they've said it a bunch of times throughout the stuff. So, and come on, your boy, you know, King Robert Baratheon. If the ice goes, those guys would have won. They would have been fucking terrorists, dude. They were, you know.
So it's like they've made everybody so neutral in this show, like they've shown the good and bad of everybody, until Captain America just proves them all that he's the evil one.
Pretty much, they're
really the bad guy here.
Well, and they're very quick to point out the people that are virtuous above. Like Falcon's, like, he seems like he's done nothing wrong. Like, and he seems like he would make the correct decisions, or at least that's what he says he would.
Right.
So yeah.
Right. That is true. And I would say Bucky maybe too, although they've also made it, they've emphasized his past.
Mm-hmm.
But like current Bucky, although I guess
Bucky
broke the guy out of jail. I mean, like he's definitely not lawful.
He didn't break him out of jail. He broke himself out of jail.
Yeah.
He basically set up situations that would allow him to get out of jail.
Bucky is breaking all the rules right now. If he wasn't, he'd be still going to his psychologist or his psychiatrist.
You're right. Falcon is playing Captain America now, even though he's not playing Captain
America. That's what makes me think he's going to end up with the shield after all, because Captain America, above all, is supposed to be this beacon of good, you know.
Yes. And make hard decisions, but make the right decision. Even if it is the hard one.
Yeah, it was a good episode. I enjoyed it.
Dude, even though I forgot it.
Yeah.
Well, it's been a week. Like, Jesus Christ, what do you expect?
Yeah.
But that is...
Go ahead, Mitch.
That kind of tells you where the show is at in comparison to some of the other Marvel stuff. So, I mean, we're not even making it the highlight of what we talk about first. I mean, it wasn't even close to the top of our subject list, where WandaVision was right on top every week. And here we are waiting, you know, 20 minutes in before we get started. And then I can't even remember the episode. I mean, I'm enjoying it, but that's just kind of where it is on the list of my Marvel stuff.
Yeah, I haven't rewatched an episode. I've rewatched most of WandaVision. At least one episode, yep. You know. That doesn't mean it's bad. It's just it's playing like an action movie, and that's cool. It's fun to watch. It's just right now it's just an action movie, so I don't really feel the need to go back and see it again.
I mean, you could easily take all the episodes and put it all together, and you've got a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I mean, that's exactly how they're flowing. So,
yeah. Nope. Yeah, it's a good way to put it. It's not that I'm not liking it. It's just, you know, it's not just grabbing us and holding all of our attention for an entire week. You know, it's just a good watch while you're watching it.
Yeah.
And even if you like the story arc and where it's at in the Marvel Universe, which I really do, and that's the best part of the show for me, is just getting more information about this world that I enjoy. Yep. You know, but it's not making me watch it.
I agree. Howard Johnson's right. What else? What else do you think about anything other? What? Who do you, like, if you... If there was going to be a blip-centric show, is there anything in particular, or which people around do you think you might want to see something about?
I like the Ronin one you mentioned. I already thought that would be a good one.
That'd be, I have a feeling that'd be super dark, but it would be fun to watch him get, you know, somebody lost his family and went ahead and did everything that he needed to do to stay sane.
It'd be fun to show a dark side of the blip and then also have the opposite and show the light side of the blip of the people that were coming together and doing good too.
Yeah, definitely. How the world started to come together because of lack of manpower and such.
Yeah, here's where it started, here's where it ended, and then it got...
The Adventures of Rocket and Nebula.
Will Black Widow go there?
No, she died.
No.
You know, like, well, she would be there. She seemed to stay...
She was, like, running everything, wasn't she?
Yeah, yeah, she was, like, there and depressed. She was like, this sucks.
Cause she,
I hate it.
She had War Machine looking for Clint. Like,
so she was in the middle of it.
Who ate a sandwich?
Movie with her.
She ate a sandwich.
She ate the sandwich. So who was running
it? She started eating the sandwich.
Right, right. Who was running the place? I don't remember.
She was.
She was, yeah.
And she made herself a sandwich? I thought somebody came to visit and she made somebody else a sandwich.
Captain America
shows
up. He was running his whole PTSD.
That's right. Okay. So, she was basically... Because there's that scene where there's a holographic image of a bunch of people that she's communicating with who are off doing shit, yep. Right? And she's running... She's kind of running Marvel. HQ. Yeah, that would be interesting Marvel. To see what she did. Plus, it's something you could bring her back for because she's dead.
There is a movie of hers, right?
Yeah, but that's like the ninth. That's like book.
It takes place right after Civil War.
Civil War, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So I didn't know they had already fully defined the setting because I could imagine them jumping. Like her storyline could touch the blip, and somehow and.
Hey, it might. That would be kind of cool to see it do that. You're right. But yeah, it seems like it's mostly her and Hawkeye doing shit back in the day.
Actually, I think it's after Winter Soldier. I think it's right after the fall of Hydra, and she comes out to the Congress, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, that seems right.
It's one of those two.
When is that movie coming out? We're getting that soon. Is it May or June?
I think it got pushed to June.
I think it got pushed to.
Hey, regardless, at least we have some sort of release date and stuff. Do we have a Dune release date?
And it did.
And October.
Fuck, that's supposed to be October last year. Come on, guys.
July 9th.
Okay.
Black Widow?
Yeah.
anything you guys are watching now that I should watch? That I don't already watch?
Boy.
Dave's got all the shows.
Well, I'm just thinking, what have I been watching? What did I watch this week that you might actually enjoy? Because I don't know if you would. Because it's anime.
Well, let me give you four shows.
Your anime. Yeah, show your watch your anime show.
I don't want to watch those right now. I'm not super. I want to be excited to watch a show, not just be like have to watch it. But I got four shows that I saw on Netflix that I put in my maybe queue. So I want to know if you guys have watched any of these shows. They're all, I think, real quick. Yeah, go ahead.
Black Widow is set to take place between the events of Captain America Civil War and Avengers Infinity War.
Okay, cool. Okay, let me know.
Yeah. Okay. The Irregulars. Anybody watch The Irregulars yet?
Yes. Mickey and I have. Yes.
Is any good?
Yeah, I watched the first episode.
It got stronger near the end. Yeah.
Yeah. It was interesting take of London.
Okay. Mm-hmm. This is a robbery.
No, but it sounds fucking good.
Apparently, it's a true life story about when some dudes broke into some place and stole a bunch of art. So I think it's kind of like a dramatization of that. It looked interesting.
There's some movie where they just talked about art. What was that? Where they're what was it? Somebody, they're talking about. Never mind, I lost my thought.
Are you thinking of Falcon Winter Soldier, where they talked about most art is actually?
Yeah. That's how memorable Falcon and Winter Soldier.
Yeah, sure.
And so they just talk about that, and then all of a sudden this movie pops up 2 weeks later.
Gotcha.
Or that documentary pops up too.
There's one called Who Killed Sarah? Anybody watch that? No? And there's one called Behind Her Eyes. Alright, nobody. Oh, and there's another one called Rain. That's like 5 seasons, though. Nobody's watched any of these? Alright, so you guys can't help me. I'll just pick one that I want to watch, and I'll go from there.
Let's see. So, Who Killed Sarah is top 5 in the U.S. today. This Is Robbery is top 6.
Oh, I only go for quality. I mean, come on.
So is that Rain, like R-A-I-N?
No, nope, R-E-I-G-N. It's about Mary, Queen of Scots, and a bunch of other stuff. So, yeah, I think it started on
a CW show?
Maybe. It might have started there, but it moved off, I think, to a better place. You should know if it's a CW show. Check your internal databanks. Is it a CW show?
Hold on. Oh, wait. I pressed the wrong button. Yeah, this is CW.
Yeah, I remember thinking about it a few years ago, and I never got around to it. And when I was looking for something, that showed up. So, but anyways, I told Amy, if any of these seem interested, let me know. We'll watch it together. Otherwise, I'm going to start watching one of them. So,
I mean, I did watch Thunder Force.
How was
that? That's number one.
Yeah. I saw it.
It's a Melissa McCarthy movie.
Oh. Oh, it's a movie? Okay.
It's a movie.
Oh, okay.
It was, if you like Melissa McCarthy, you're going to like it.
Okay.
I watched the first episode of The Nevers.
Yeah, I saw that on there. How was that?
Is that any good?
It's a Joss Whedon show.
Yeah.
It's like, it has Joss Whedon tropes, where it's like a lot of women that have cool superpowers and stuff like that. A world where men don't always understand them. It's in Victorian England, in a world where there are people called the Touched. Most of them are women. There have been men who have developed powers and stuff like that.
That's
what she said. Yep. And it has a bunch of the same writers and stuff that wrote on Buffy and Angel, so it has a lot of that kind of thing.
But wait, it's in like a mythical world where men don't understand women? That could never be our world. What do you think?
Yes, but one of the guys in it is Hair Star from Preacher, and so every time I see him, I'm just all like, oh man, you're just a weird dude. It's so... But yeah. So, like, it's all right, but it's kind of the same way that, like, you know that there's a lot more story behind it, and you hope that it gets there, kind of like you're like... when you watch like Dollhouse and you're like, oh, I hope that we get to the story, but Joss Whedon doesn't have a really good track record with television shows.
Yeah.
Managed to make it past the first season. So you're like, the world seems like it could be fleshed out by the end of the season. And then you're like, oh, this is very interesting. And then they're like, oh, there's no season 2. And you're like, eh.
Yeah, that's what I felt with Dollhouse. I watched the first season and I watched like 2 episodes into the second season. And maybe it's just because I didn't give it a chance, but it felt like it got weaker, so I'd never watch. You know, you got to keep somebody's attention otherwise.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. It's like he's lost. What's that? Go ahead.
I was going to say, it's like he lost attention, right? It's just like, now I don't know where I want to go. I lost where I wanted to go with this, and so I'm going to wander for 10 episodes.
Yeah.
It basically did the Buffy thing where it's like you are basically she becomes like the effectively the chosen one, where it's like it did the cool thing where it's like ah she's had so many like personalities with differing abilities written over her brain, she coalesces into one personality that has all the abilities of everybody, so it's like oh you have a lot of superpowers, you're good at this and this and this and this and this.
Right.
And then the end of the world happens. The whole last season where, like the world ends. And as then, it like, does. They're surviving. The end of the world, yes.
Huh. Okay.
But, Chris and I, so Chris and I just started watching Doom. Hey, you guys, I'm assuming, all watch Doom? Doom Patrol?
Doom
Patrol.
Doom Patrol.
Yeah.
You guys all watched that, right? We just started that and love it.
Really?
That is fun. Yeah, we're like on episode 4 and just think it's the greatest thing.
Did I watch that one?
I assume you guys watched it on the podcast.
Brendan Fraser is the robot.
Robot Man.
What channel is it on?
HBO.
No. It was a WB thing.
It was Teen Titans and Doom Patrol kind of came out at the same time.
Oh, that's right. I remember that. I don't know that I ever watched it, honestly.
Swamp Thing.
Huh.
That was on the DC app at first, and then moved to HBO Max with that whole merger.
So, okay. Did you guys watch that? Watch those in Teen Titans? No. And Doom Patrol?
It was always on my radar, but I never watched it.
Yeah. I don't know. Teen Titans got boring to me.
Teen Titans. Season 2 got really boring.
Season 1 was great. Season 2, they lost it.
Yeah. I was just like, I'm so boring now. It's not
through 4 episodes of Doom Patrol, it's been awesome. I don't know where that goes, but so far it's been a lot of fun.
Well, that's good.
Season 1's good. Season 2 gets a little weird.
Same thing.
Yeah. No, not like, you know, Teen Titans falls off. It's just kind of like, what the fuck is this craziness?
That's fun.
So, yeah. And Brendan Fraser kills it. So
good.
Who does he kill?
It.
Oh, so he kills the fucking spider.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fucking cool.
I gotta ask you guys a question. What should I eat at night that's not a snack, that's more of a like meal that's about 500 to 600 calories?
Lots of celery.
That's like 10 calories.
500 to 600?
Is something else.
What are you going for here? Are you going for just like you need to get something in quick so they want dense?
No.
Are you going for something that you want to like just like enjoy and like have it fill you up?
I don't want a snack. So I want like a meal, but like a light meal. You know what I mean? Amy,
600 calories is like a typical meal for me.
Amy suggested like a sandwich, which that's high on my list. Sandwich is about 600 calories, so but something like that. I don't know. You didn't think of anything. As we go among the evening, think of what you eat. And, like, you know what? Like a steak would be probably about 600 calories. But I don't want to make a steak at midnight. I just don't.
Three cups of a delicious cereal and a
that's a
cup
snack.
Of milk.
That's a snack. I don't want a snack.
This is a question that's impossible to answer. Because it's like, apply Chris logic.
I'm looking for advice, not, like, a definitive answer.
So, like, what prep are you willing to do?
Five minutes.
Like what kind of cooking? 5 minutes of cooking?
5-10 minutes, yeah.
Okay. Because that narrows it down to like, you know, cooking a steak, you know, you're out. So that's too far. Because
here's what usually happens. No. But here's what usually happens is I'll eat dinner. That's gonna be, you know, I'll eat my main meal for dinner. After that I'll have like a snack of chips or something. And then it'll be around midnight and I'll still have to about 500 to 600 calories I got to take in, and I don't know what to eat. I don't want to eat any more snacks, but I don't know what to eat. And I'm trying to think of ideas. So,
fried egg sandwiches like are delicious.
Oh, I don't know how to make that, but that would be fucking. If you could come over every night and make me one of those, that'd be great.
It's like the easiest thing to make, right? You fry an egg and then you put it on toast.
Okay, yeah. So I don't know how to fry an egg, and I've never made toast in my life.
Have you ever scrambled an egg in a bowl?
I've scrambled an egg on the thingy, but it always comes out bad. Oh, I used to make omelets, but I was really bad at it.
Flat, yeah, or just crack an egg and drop it on there and don't touch it until it's cooked all the way through.
Because even
buy liquid egg,
even like an omelet is like 200 calories. Like a cheese omelet is nothing.
Yeah, the bread.
You buy some diced ham and you put that inside of it.
I don't like Pam. Ham is pig. Pig is a filthy animal.
Google fried cheese or fried egg sandwich.
Fried egg sandwich sounds good. I wish I could fry an egg better because that actually sounds good.
It's just probably pretty low-cal.
If you get liquid egg, you don't have to scramble anything. You just fry, flip it over.
The toast is probably like the most calories. It's probably like 200 calories, 300 calories.
Well, if you put a slice of cheese on it, which is recommended, that's another 100 calories.
It's recommended. I recommend the slice of cheese.
I recommend putting mayo on the bottom just because I think it enhances the egg.
Yeah, okay, so I got to learn how to fry an egg. Okay, I can scramble an egg. Not sure on frying an egg. Oh, I know.
Just crack it right in there and just break the yolk and let it go.
Do you like
go.
The yolk? Yeah, you can scramble it beforehand and just throw it down, or you can just crack it onto the frying pan and let it go. You can scramble
the
yolk.
The most complex thing I've ever
touching it.
none of these words make sense. The most constant, the most. I made rancho something or huevos something.
But that was following Ryan's
recipe. Using Ryan's recipe.
I have that all the time.
I beg to differ. The most complicated thing you've ever made is chicken with 37 spices.
Right, but I don't want to do that anymore. That takes like 2 days to prep.
The other thing I would consider as a filler is. I do think almonds. They're super high calorie. So
it's
if
a snack.
If you want, and they're also good for you.
I know. I eat those for snacks.
I guess my point is, some days if you have like 600 calories left, and you just like want to eat something, but you don't want to actually like spend much time.
I understand.
And you don't want to eat just shit.
Yeah, I know.
That's a good filler to like eat something healthy.
I hear you.
And it's good.
I hear it. We got a giant bag of almonds. I usually don't eat chips for my snack. I eat like almonds for my snack. So.
Do you like cottage cheese?
I love cottage cheese. That's just the bomb, yo.
Yeah.
You can start adding things to cottage cheese like tomatoes and onions.
Okay, now you're a Nazi. I don't know where you became such a Nazi, but what is wrong with you?
You don't need to add that stuff, man. Just plain.
Well, I like them both.
Tomatoes?
The words, that sounded terrible. I actually agree with Chris on this.
What?
Tomatoes and onions like were the two things I wouldn't. It's like I was expecting you to say something like peaches or like the fruit.
A pineapple.
And you just like went like
take a big thick piece of fresh garden tomato and put a big giant scoop of cottage cheese right on top of it. And sprinkle of.
I'm literally appalled. I'm thinking about canceling our run tomorrow because I'm so appalled. I don't know if I can see you right now.
Cool,
Mickey. Oh my god.
One of my go-to things where it's always like, hey, well, I'm going to go to the grocery store, order something, what do you want? And like some cottage cheese on the...
Yep.
I'll eat cottage cheese all day. I'll put whatever in it. I don't care.
Cottage cheese is great when there's nothing in it, or maybe a pineapple or a pear, like Ryan said.
Fuck that pineapple.
See, I don't put fruit in my cottage cheese.
Yeah, exactly.
A little bit of pepper.
Yeah, you put shit.
I like the pepper, yeah. Dip your celery sticks in it, your carrots in it. Yeah.
Let's see. If you're really getting lazy, you can cook an egg in the microwave.
in a mug. Just in put it in a mug and cook it for 3 minutes. Like,
please spray the mug. Don't just put it in there.
Otherwise, it's
just
inside.
Yeah. But it turns into an egg McMuffin. That's how you make an egg McMuffin.
Yeah, there you're making an egg McMuffin. You're good. Now it's even easier.
Yep.
That does work pretty good.
3 minutes.
Okay. Speaking of cooking stuff, when you ask your children what they want to eat, and one of them says hot dogs, and the other one says poopy, and then you start trying to get poop out of their butt for meals, you can have like a half hour fun fest just trying to get poop out of their butt for pretend, and they love it. Okay, thanks for the diversion. I'll look. Eggs, I forgot about eggs. Eggs are good. They're so low on calories, but that's the problem.
You can be hard boiled.
I used to eat steak and eggs, but even steak and eggs is like really small in calories. Like it's not as much as you think it is, especially depending on the type of steak you get.
Well, if Ryan would get his fucking pizza dough fucking back up to
that's true. Pizza, frozen, even frozen pizza though is pretty decent.
Yeah, that's like the problem with that. I'm like, and the problem with that is I'm like, okay, I ate half a frozen pizza. I might as well eat the other half. Well, shit, that's another 600 calories.
So here's what we'll do. We got to figure out a way. For Chris, then we'll just make a thing. Maybe, we gotta give him a paper, the old paper cutter. We'll just slide a frozen pizza into it and go, and cut half a frozen pizza.
Only he throws half of it.
He throws half the other frozen pizza and cooks it. And now when he's done with that, he won't be able to go like, fuck, I'm gonna wait another 20 minutes to fucking cook a pizza.
Just plastic wrap it. Plastic wrap it before you put it back in the freezer.
Yeah. Pot pies.
Pot pies are pretty high. That's not bad. Pies. Yeah, it's not bad.
They're about 400. That's a pretty good, quick.
Are they 400? I thought they were a lot more. Oh, either way, that's good.
It depends. They're all different.
Are they pretty? Are they high on sugar? I thought I stopped eating them because they were high on sugar. Maybe I'm wrong.
I don't do them that often. I just had them recently.
I think they're like the pre-made, frozen, pop in microwave. They're pretty high on sugar.
But they're good.
Because of the crust.
Oh, yeah, it's the carbohydrates. Yeah. There's a shit ton of carbohydrates. Yeah. But you're right, they are good.
$5.99.
That's not a bad one. I'll write some of these down. Good job, you guys. Thanks for the input.
Yep.
All right, what else is happening in the world?
I don't know, Ryan, what else is happening?
I don't know.
You guys want to talk about...
Computer all day.
You want to get into the realm of politics? You want to talk about what happened? I mean, it is relevant. It's in our fucking city. But I don't know.
No, we've talked about it before. It's just same story, different day.
Well, except for the fact that it's right down the road, and I know most of the officers involved. Because they come to our national night out, and they like a lot of them came when Persephone died. We got to know them pretty well. So it's kind of, you know.
Yeah.
I think they're all unique stories.
I agree. I'm just sick of talking about it.
Okay.
I can understand that too.
Same subject matter.
It is the same subject matter. There's similar narratives, but they're all different.
This one's a little different based on the body camera. Like, you can see what happened, and it's kind of sad. It's really sad, actually.
Yeah, I feel for everybody involved. But...
All right. Mickey's out. So let's move on to number two. Me and Ryan were discussing blood clots last night, or a couple nights ago.
That's right.
So, I'm sure you guys have heard that they put a halt on, what is it? Which one is it?
Johnson & Johnson.
Because there's a one in a million approximately that you can develop a blood clot, correct?
I don't know if they've made that determination, but so far they've had six people that have had a rare blood clot.
Out of 6 million.
Out of 7 million.
Yeah.
So, anyways.
They've all had specific traits.
Yeah. Yes. And yes, right. You're right. They're actually very specific, you know, middle-aged female kind of a thing. But what was interesting to me, the only reason I bring this up, Ryan, is because me and Amy were talking about this, and she said, you know what also gives you blood clots? And I was like, what? She said,
birth control
is a 1 in 1,000 chance that you could develop very similar blood clots, but nobody talks about that when they prescribe it. So we had kind of talked about, is it in the public interest to even divulge something that's small like this? Like, Jesus Christ, what was that? What the fuck?
I think he meant to mute and then like coughed up a hairball. Were you licking your cat? I think he was licking. He turns his cat camera off and licks his cat, and then he gets hairballs.
He turns the camera off and coughing instead of hitting the mute to cough.
So, anyways, you guys are in charge of public health. You find out this information that all your statistics right now show at about a 1 in a million chance. But you also know that this will, quote-unquote, vindicate anti-vaxxers. They'll be like, see? Or it'll make people on the fence not get it, which could make other people get COVID and die. You are in charge of this decision. You get to make the call, and nobody will ever know the other way. What do you do? Do you release that information to the public?
I would release the information with the appropriate details.
That don't matter. Appropriate details don't matter in our country. You know that.
It doesn't, but that's why it's hard to do the right thing. But you always do it.
All right, Captain America.
I would release it. I would release it and say that these fall within the normal parameters and not pause it.
Okay.
Well, by the way, one of the reasons they said they did the pause was to get the word out to doctors. Because the normal treatment for blood clots is a drug called heparin. And apparently, if you treat this condition with heparin, it doesn't go well. And so they actually wanted to make a shout out. Hey, if this is happening, and it's rare, but if it does, we need doctors to know that you could be seeing this thing that's unusual, and the normal treatment is not a good choice. So that, you know, that's what I was listening to. Dr. Fauci was saying that that was one of the reasons. And then the other reason was they want to look. Are there more cases that haven't been identified and will be identified so that they can get an accurate estimate of it. Is it 1 in 1 million? Is it 1 in 500,000?
One in a million over a very short period of time. So they need more time to find out if it's worse than they think it is.
Right, exactly. So, anyways, I can't remember why I went off on that. But I would tell the truth probably pause. And I would not accept people being dumbasses. Like, I kind of feel like the thing is, and when I say that, I mean, like, you have to recognize that data changes, and you share that, and then you tell people to understand that that's how it always is, and hopefully some people will listen, and that truth narrative will spread, which is that, yeah, we need to look into this more. Doesn't mean that it's bad. Doesn't mean that it isn't bad. But we're playing it careful.
I thought there was more to it in the fact that they're also finding out that they might not be lasting as long as they thought, that they might not be a permanent fix.
I haven't heard any of that.
Aren't they talking about that they might have to follow up with a booster in a
Pfizer? Pfizer just announced today
they're preparing
that after 12 months.
Well, I think that's always been the
pop. I've always heard that it would be like the flu shot.
Yeah, that's what people have been saying. Like, yeah, you're going to have to get it every year kind of a thing. But even then, they're not sure. Yeah, even then, they're not sure if you need it. They're just assuming that we should do that just in case, which apparently is a lot of stuff when we get vaccines and stuff. A lot of it is like, we don't know how long this lasts. We know it lasts at least 10 years. So you get one every 10 years just in case. But we don't have the 100-year lifestyle. So I think it's the what's the one we get every 10 years? Is that the MMR or something?
Tetris.
Is it tetanus?
Yes.
Tetanus. Yeah, like they don't actually know how long that lasts. They're just like, get it every 10 years. We know it lasts 10 years. It might last 50 years. We don't know for sure. Nobody's ever gone more than 10 years and gotten tetanus. I think it's adorable.
I didn't finish that, but I thought that at the same time they're saying a year for Pfizer, but I thought they were saying that Johnson & Johnson isn't promising theirs past 6 months, and that was part of the pause as well. Like,
the only thing I've seen is people are saying that you lose the antibodies that fast, which is true for everything, but it doesn't affect your T cells. They don't have any information on that. They said it should affect your T cells like any other vaccine, which is about a year. But I haven't seen anything, unless you've seen something new.
I thought it was the same article as the Pfizer 12-month thing. I just read that one article.
Right. And they're also... So, yeah, here's... Fucking University of Oxford says, like, getting a blood clot is... You know, if you have COVID, you're going to... You know, the chance of you getting a blood clot is way higher, is 100 times greater than normal. Then if you got the vaccine, you know, you're still, there's the small chance you could get, have a blood clot. So,
oh.
Like, do you protect yourself? They're saying, like, getting COVID gives you the chance, increases your chance 100-fold of getting that same exact blood clot
right. That
you would get if you took the Johnson & Johnson.
Yeah, Oxford would say that. Fucking English pricks. I don't know. COVID, and plus, you know. The fucking Weather Channel on the homepage on the Weather Channel has, here's your COVID update. Like, well, stop. Stop.
What do they say? The number of new cases or something?
It says click here for your COVID update or something. Your daily COVID update. I'm like, I don't want a COVID update today. I just want to know what the fucking temperature was going to be.
The article states that they're saying that the Moderna vaccine gives protects against COVID-19 for at least 6 months. That's what they're saying.
Yeah.
That's what I read.
Sure.
I was just getting it right.
Gotcha. Yeah, and that most of that's probably because they don't have a lot of evidence based on what comes after it. So.
Probably because it's only been 6 months.
Right. Yeah.
At least 6 months. We can tell you that.
I can tell you that. You know, might be 6 years, but we can tell you it's at least 6 months.
Yeah, I did hear a lot of people say this. I'm likely going to be boosters. And that's... You know, I don't know what that changes, I guess.
I don't either. I'm just saying the information's all coming out at the same time, so maybe that's why they put the pause on it.
Right. I just don't understand how people don't go, yeah, science, the reason science works is because you test things, and if they fail, you test them again, and you test them and test. Like people say, like, well, why is this is a vaccine? Isn't it supposed to protect me forever? Like that, they think there's an absolute definitive solution.
There is. That God, God will protect you.
Oh. Well, speaking of that, yeah, there was a lady at Tiffany's work that she laughed at a lot because she said, God is my vaccine.
Oh, my God.
That's hilarious. And she was from Ethiopia and stuff like that, and I thought that was hilarious.
I agree. It's a totally different kind of agreeing. I mean, it's just that God is everything, so no matter what you're putting in your body, it's still
right.
God.
Yes, that's that one, one argument where it's like, if God created man and man created vaccines, then by the transitive property, did God create vaccines?
That would be a good answer to, like, just to like, flip them on this to, hey, you're right. I hadn't thought of it that way, but God has made everything possible, including the science and the vaccine creators and the vaccine. It is a gift to us. I mean, not that I really care if this person chooses that. It's more like interesting to apply the logic of like godliness to solutions is a very weird path, which you can take many directions.
The people that I tend to know that actually try to follow God in the word of God, not necessarily the church of God, you know, people that are more into the spirituality, whatever that word is, of the Bible, you know, even the people that consider themselves Christians, I find in my life that the ones that are less against the structure of the church and more just towards the word of the Bible tend to believe that science and religion coexists. You know, that you have to have one to have the other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I've worked with engineers all the time, and some of them are very religious.
Mm-hmm.
And we've talked about it, and they don't dispute. They're not like anti-science because of their religion. No. They're like, fine with science. Well, they get a little bit fuzzy about it when you start getting into creationism and evolution and shit. But otherwise, they're 100% on science.
I just like, you know, like...
spirituality.
There it is.
God, the whole God is in the gaps thing where it's like, oh, we don't know how something works. It must be God. And then as you get like more and more information, that gap of where the things we do know gets smaller and smaller. And it's like the things we don't know is just God until we figure out more things. And then it becomes, you know, like we didn't know who created, you know, how matter was created. And we're like, okay, well, God must have done it.
Well,
now actually, that was made up of molecules. It's like, it must be God.
There's only one Lego, and everything is made from it when you get down to the base materials of all existence.
I mean,
we're all God if God exists.
When it becomes more likely that we're on a simulation, in a simulation than not in a simulation, which it is! Yay! Probability says it's more likely we're in a simulation, so we're in a simulation. Yeah. So God can suck it? I'm in a simulation!
Whoa, does that mean we're already paying tribute to our computer overlords, our AI overlord?
Yeah, basically.
I don't know if that does anything in their computers. But, you know, I was reading a lot of, or perusing philosophy stuff and philosophy about the existence of God. And what's interesting is that lots of philosophers have talked about the existence of God, but they tend to talk about it in the sense of a bunch of ideas, an abstract idea, rather than this like actual deity you worship. Anyways, it's just sort of interesting to think that there's a way to think about it that's not direct.
Yeah, you know what
I mean? we are God, for only we can create the idea of His holy existence.
I disagree. Ants can. No, that it's cool looking at the crossover between where's my mind? Ryan, philosophers and like philosophers that move away from philosophy, but what they move into is theoretical mathematics and quantum mathematics and stuff, because the two are so entangled with thought experiments that as long as you know the math, they're basically the exact same arguments and discussions, which I think is kind of cool.
Yeah, it is funny when you read about philosophy, there's like all kinds of stuff you're used to, like, you know, what does it mean to exist and what are you supposed to do with your life and how do you make good choices and morality and shit. But like science, like math and mathematics is like a branch of philosophy and figuring out why is it okay to like say that 1 + 1 = 2 and 2 + 1 = 3? Like, why is that okay to say? Like, that starts from a philosophical discussion, and then there's a branch of philosophy called science.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which is interesting.
Yeah, The Good Place is a good show. Everybody should watch it.
We should get my college roommate on the line for this discussion. He got his 4-year in philosophy. He's got his master's in psychology, and he's got his doctorate in neurosciences and cognitive recognition. He went from philosophy to science.
Yeah, it's actually really common from what I've listened. Yeah. Other podcasts I listen to are like, it's very common.
And studied human behavior in between. Yeah.
That's a pretty cool combo.
Yeah.
That's because we're all...
You see his work every time you drive.
We all exist up here. That's right. What if we're the aliens?
So I've told Chris Banks about him, but he's a pretty impressive guy. Out of college, he got recruited. He went and worked for Lockheed Martin, and he designed their guidance system for the Tomahawk missile that was used in the Desert Storm.
Did he feel bad about it like Tony Stark style?
So he's totally a Berkeley kind of professor, kind of dream job kind of guy, you know, very hippie. And the way he sold it to himself as being okay. One, he's paying off his college loans after, you know, 12 years of school.
Classic.
But two, he's like, I'm helping him kill less people. You know, I took their guidance system, and where they used to have to blow up a building to get the bad guy, now they can pinpoint him to within a much smaller, kill zone and kill less people.
Every day does he wake up and he's like, I have become death, the destroyer of buildings.
he only worked there for about 5 years, got himself financially straight, and took a job at 3M, where you see his work now. He has a patent in reflective tape that's currently used on all of our road signs.
Got it.
He improved our road signs, being able to see them at night versus your headlights.
That's cool.
I wonder if, like, the guy comes up with, like, the biological weapon that attacks, like, just Chinese people will also be, like, cool with it. He's like, ah, man, we're just going to be able to kill very specific Chinese people.
Wait, are you imagining targeted? What's going on?
Using the same, like, you know, like, justification for, like, you know, like... Like, I wonder if all people who create weapons have to justify that to
He was an people. Avenger. You guys, I just realized that he was an Avenger. He's a superhero.
He armor around the world.
He tried. Then it destroyed
right
small countries.
What did I here?
But having that kind of discussion with him where he experienced all that, it's right up his alleyway. It'd be fun.
Okay, what is it? So, speaking of weird inventions, so Purdue, some researchers at Purdue announced today that they created the whitest white paint. It's called ultra-white paint, right?
Dude, that's great.
So racist.
Right.
I gotta be white.
It reflects 98.1% of sunlight. So, like, you put it over something, and it's, like, it basically it lowers the temperature of the surrounding area, like, underneath it by, like, 4.5 degrees.
That's cool.
It's pretty cool.
Can you capture the reflection of the sunlight as well?
And they're basically saying that, like, if they can now use that to basically make reflective surfaces underneath solar panels, so the solar panel on top reflects it, and they reflect the remaining, the light that gets between, up until, like, to underneath it to get a second... to get everything they miss.
That's cool.
See, that's weird to me because I would have thought if you wanted to reflect light, you'd use like a mirror.
Do you see what I'm saying?
You have to eventually absorb the energy, though. You can't just keep reflecting it.
Well, the same would be true of white paint, then.
Yeah, it's... Oh, yeah, I don't understand how they're using
it. I'm not arguing with you, Dave. You don't understand.
No. Like, I don't understand it. Like,
that's weird, you know what I mean?
It's well, like, I didn't understand it. As a side note, Ryan has already, it's so white, Ryan has already painted the entire of his house this color, so, you know.
They have in the past made a paint that's super black, too.
Yeah, we talked about that, too.
I remember talking about it.
Why is it going to be black?
99.96% of light hits it and absorbs. It's so weird, man. Like,
they put that in the dense tanks or whatever.
Yeah, like, look at that. That looks like someone just blacked it out, like scribbled over it, but that is just painted the surface of that thing black. It looks like someone just painted it out, but it's so cool. Like,
Yeah, they'll have to put stripes of the super light and the super dark together and just fucking mess with your eyes really hard.
Right.
You just go instantly blind. Your eyes explode. Man was not meant to see this combination. Cool. All right, I'll hold my political talk for later. Anybody got anything else to discuss? Or are we cool?
Yeah, if you guys want to talk cops, I can jump off.
I wasn't going to talk cops. It was more political stuff. But we can talk about it on the run tomorrow.
That's cool.
All right.
1:30.
Cool.
Ryan, 1:30.
Yeah, 1:30, man.
1:30 bank.
I'll be working at that time.
Oh, before we go, we should talk about what the fuck's our plan. Do we have a game plan for... I mean, as far as I know, everybody here is fully vaccinated. And the CDC... says, well, you're close. The CDC says, hey, you're fully vaccinated. You can get into whatever the fuck you want. You can make out. You can do fucking windmills with each other. You can do whatever you want. I mean, Adam's the one lone holdout, but honestly, that kind of doesn't matter.
I'm not vaccinated.
I thought you said you were.
No, I'm not vaccinated.
Oh, so you've lied to everybody.
He was going to wait.
I know, but then he said Chris got it, so I did too, so I could make love to her.
No. My wife got her first shot.
Yeah, because you want to have... sex with her, she made you get vaccinated, right?
No.
She told me she would only have sex with people that are vaccinated. That's the only reason I got vaccinated.
Yeah? Are you going to make love to my wife?
Well, yeah. Well, we don't make love, buddy.
You said have sex.
Yeah, we don't make love.
Be clear.
It's pretty animalistic in the end.
But if everybody else is vaccinated, you don't have to worry about me.
Honestly, that's kind of true.
I am definitely thinking that it seems in my comfort zone. I can't speak for others, but for me, if everybody's vaccinated, included, and maybe, you know, let's take the Mickey part of the equation for one moment. I'm feeling like I'd probably be down like a clown.
What kind of clown? Like a killer clown or like a fun clown or like Bundy, you know?
Probably like one of those clowns you're not sure at first. You're like, is this going to be a scary clown or is it going to be a fun clown?
Is there
you never know. It depends on what mood I'm in. You know?
Is there any reason why we can't go back to the garage until everybody's comfortable?
Well, that's what I'm asking.
We can bring the garage back. Yeah, the weather has kind of took a turn again. But I'm cool with my garage, I think, option is on the table too for...
It should be in the 60s within 2 weeks.
Sure. But let's extend this. Like, what I'm asking for is, what is a requirement for being normal? I've been normal the entire time. I know. But again, like Ryan said, people have different comfort levels. I don't give a fuck. So that's me. And I want to know what other people think as far as when they feel like being normal and stuff. And you don't have to answer it now. It's just in my mind, because it's in my mind.
I feel comfortable indoors with masks just because that's what I have to do for work. So, I mean, if I want to come into your house and play D&D right now, I'll just wear my mask if I feel more comfortable doing that and not care what you guys think. So I'm ready to go anytime.
Anytime.
And I'd be comfortable indoors without a mask because I know you guys are vaccinated.
Where everyone is.
And then, yeah.
All right. Well, whatever.
I will mull it over, but I'm feeling like pretty open to the ideas.
Okay.
At minimum, garage, we can go anytime.
Anytime?
Depending on weather, obviously.
Fucking cold.
Right. What if it's really late, too? You don't like staying up real late.
Oh, it's so hard now. I'm so used to not doing it, man. You guys have no idea. Staying on until on the podcast till 11:30 just kills me. I'm asleep by now.
What time do you get up in the morning?
Not early. I mean, 7:20.
He's just old, dude.
Well, that's early, dude. It's all relative. That's early.
He gets up like 8-9 times in the middle of the night to pee.
But I just don't do anything at night. I no longer engage in things at night, so I just crash.
Yeah.
But, you know, I used to stay up later doing things, but no, I just at night don't do anything.
All right.
But I wake up without an alarm at 7:20.
Yeah. Oh wow. I've never woken up without an alarm in like 800 years.
What? I work up an alarm every fucking morning at 6:30 because the boys are going. Aah!
Well, that's it. Let's just put it this way. Without Lauer waking up to it.
That's like the fucking Inception kick.
That's a different it's a different formula.
They wanted to get him out of the deepest levels of limbo and Inception. They just see the boys running around. Ah! And they're like, whoa, we're back.
But if I don't have to get up for work, the latest I can sleep is 8:30.
That's criminal. It's fucking criminal.
And that's hard. I'll have woken up numerous times and I'll just be cuddling with the kitty for the last half hour.
Jesus Christ, that's criminal.
I can sleep.
If I want a day in bed, I go through my morning websites while I'm in bed until about 9.
It's pretty funny. I'd actually love to have an experiment where the kids in the everybody's out of the house except for me. Or maybe I'm in a hotel room or something. I have no idea how light I sleep. None, because
it would be interesting for you to do that, Ryan. Like if you were in like over the course of like a couple weeks, and it was a sealed room, right? So you didn't know what time it was.
There it is for the black paint deprivation.
Like yeah, you didn't know what time it was either. So like you went to bed when you felt tired. You slept until you weren't tired. You know, to see what your actual like non-reliant on clocks and work and other stuff.
Yeah, that'd be interesting.
Like, what your body would naturally do.
Will by naturally go to like. That. For 20 years.
I actually feel the most comfortable when I sleep for like 4 hours, get up and do something for six, go to sleep for 4 hours and get up and do for like six, and you kind of have like a weird cycle that's not 24 hours rhythm.
It'd be interesting. I have no idea. I mean, that's not how it works these days. You have some control over sleep, but you also have other things you want to do, and you generally want to schedule them.
Yeah,
like have some rough plan, like I'm going to meet people, or you know, like, so you end up sleeping at night.
Right, that's what we need to test. We need to test. So, all right,
it's one way of doing it.
We're gonna lock Ryan in a basement where he can't get out for like 2 or 3 weeks.
It'd be interesting if we were like tidally locked. Like, what we would do? Like, how we would determine what day and what night is, or if it mattered anymore because it's just, everything's always the same light wise. It'd be interesting. Which I didn't know. I didn't know that all planets will eventually become tidally locked. I didn't know that. It's kind of cool. It makes sense.
Maybe. Yeah. Oh, it would just be like, okay, do everyone, like, you know, take the whole population of the world and, like, rotate it to the sun side? Do they sit there? And it's like, oh, and it's like the other side. Like, ooh, don't go on there. Those are where the night people, stay away from that side. That's where the night people live.
I guess people at, like, Antarctica station, or you know, they get the experience of that every now and then when it doesn't get dark for like a month. It's kind of cool. Or it stays dark for a month because the vampires come out.
Yes, I like that. Or when the last shipment of the year leaves, where it's gonna be super dark, they watch
28 days.
No, they're the thing, the one where they don't know who the monster is. And they're also like, all right guys, one of us is the fucking monster. Which one of it is? Watch it.
Yeah. Okay, anything else before we sign out? Mickey's got to get to bed.
No, I'm good.
Cool, let's do it. Mickey, where can people get in touch with us?
The fuck am I supposed to do? Facebook, The Geeks Next Door. The Geeks Next Door, that's for the win, Chris. So, what is it?
Pretty good.
That's TF C or W H or C T whatever that's for the one, Chris.
FTW.
Oh, I mean,
just Google this shit, people.
Oh, I'm getting a cramp. cramp. All right, we're leaving. Bye. I got a cramp. It hurts so bad.